believed you could lead the company in sales. You believed.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com. Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents
with
Terry Wilson.
You have to press that.
You have to press what?
You have to press your mic on.
Come on, Lindsay.
Reagan's not here. He normally keeps me in line with that.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 400.
Woo!
Can you believe it?
That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of pontificating.
Are they
going to
kick us off?
Well, if they haven't yet, what are they going to do? Catch me if you can, right?
I guess. Justin's watching that movie tonight.
Is he really?
I think it's on
Disney?
Either Prime or Netflix.
It's on Netflix. I just watched it the other day. I love that. Catch me if you can. Do you concur? I concur. Sometimes I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie.
You look just like him.
Well, thank you. Thank you. If he was 100 pounds overweight. But anyway, this is episode 400. And for the last 11 and a half years, guys, can you believe it? 11 and a half years. We've been here as a voice for motivation and inspiration to those who want to take their money, business, and life to new levels. We're excited about this new year and this new decade, to be honest with you. It's a whole new decade. Wow. Tonight, we're talking about the $500,000 plan for 2020 and my goal to have five people I work with this year to try to help them make that not only a goal, but a reality. This past year, we've had several people hit the 250, 300 mark, and I'm just going to shoot the moon. I think we can help some people get to the 500,000 mark. And so that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to talk about that tonight and how that's going to be a possibility, not just philosophical pie in the sky. One of these, there goes another internet guru guy saying you can make all this money. No, there's a plan here. My dreams show up in what I say.
Here in my garage,
I have all of these books. No, but my dreams show up in what I say, but my plans show up in what I do. Mm-hmm. And if you plan on doing more, then you're going to find yourself doing more and executing on a plan. And I want to show you that plan tonight. It's not out of reach for anybody that'll work the steps. So we're also wanting to celebrate the new year and reaching 400 episodes, 400 episodes that we've reached. So we're going to be giving away some freebies tonight. And I'm going to give away some free food, some free books, some free leads, and free tickets to the You Are Worth More conference. So we got all that going on tonight, and we're excited to be here and hope you are as well. But before I do that, I've got to get over and introduce some people all the way from Greenville, South Carolina, a friend of mine that I've known for a few years.
A few.
And you are the poster child for keep people on your list.
Well, that's true. We've stayed in touch.
Yeah. Because when you make good connections and good contacts, it doesn't matter what the context.
Relationships are important.
Relationships make business happen, don't they?
That's right. Absolutely.
So, Mr. Scott Batson, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Well, I appreciate you having me here.
Scott works in the North Carolina, South Carolina area. He's a 12-year veteran of recruiting and helping people on board with different job opportunities, helps people get placed. What industries do you help and work with?
Light industrial, warehousing, hourly jobs, all types of different.
So if they need a job.
If they need a job.
They call Scott.
We can help them. That's right.
And you've got clients all over the Carolinas.
Yes.
And some big names that we won't mention, but you can get them placed and stuff like that. So you are an expert in the vetting candidates space.
Well, I've done it a long time. Expert, I don't know, but I have been doing it for a long time.
Well, so. Your experience.
That's right.
Right, right. Yeah. So we're fortunate to have you on and appreciate you making the drive up to be with us here.
The trek.
In Sparkle City. And then that voice, that smooth, relaxed, chilled voice, like she just came out of a billow of smoke.
Hey! I do not smoke marijuana. No. I don't. CBD is legal. It is a derivative of a plant.
Oh, gosh. I love how she gets so defensive and just boom.
Because people she's from ready. My church might be watching this and think I'm a pothead, and I'm not. I am not a pothead.
I'm just kidding.
I hope
they didn't listen to the last episode.
No, but she's oral hygiene. I'm telling you, is impeccable.
Brushing your teeth is important.
Brushing your teeth is important.
And if your electric toothbrush goes rogue in your shower, then don't call your husband because you can take him away from his very important job.
Lindsay, we love you. And we hope you never, ever change. We had someone through ticket support today send in, said, could you send this link to Miss Lindsay? And so I think one of them.
My people.
Your people, they know you.
Yeah, they know my heart. They know my heart for holistic medicine.
Yes. It's all natural, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Speaking of all natural.
Is this one me or River?
No, this is you. And then we'll get to... River's not on the mic tonight. I'm sorry, River.
Reagan.
He says it's okay.
You're all natural? Are you into that life? I don't feel that vibe from you.
No comment, because I'm smarter than her. I wouldn't incriminate myself on the air. Maybe I want to be president one day. We're not going to incriminate myself.
I'm not going to have some podcast come up in a debate.
I'm for obeying all the laws that are in place at the current moment. That's what I'm into.
You're so politically correct. Well, how is the Tyrant of Tickets doing?
Very good. Very good. Got it running. You know, everybody's excited for the new year.
Oh, how's ticket support doing?
Good.
Yeah, everybody's...
You're being incriminating right now as well.
Guys, this is going to be a great year. We're hoping that all of you are ready to take your money, business, and life to new levels. We're excited. We've got some great giveaways tonight. So you are on the right show. So let's get right into it right now.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away a free ticket to the conference for the first person.
Get it.
Who signs up tonight at any level?
At any level.
She already signed up.
Yeah, it's got to be someone that's not signed up.
Sugar.
Brand new. Or the elite level.
Okay.
And the conference is going to be in Greenville.
Yeah.
March the 19th through the 21st, I believe.
Yeah.
And if you've not been, you need to seriously consider coming.
This past year was your first year.
It was.
What did you think?
Well, it was very informative. It was very, very well done, laid out very well. I've been to a lot of these types of
events
in the past, and it's very informative and very well laid out and very well done. And
that means a lot from you because you've been to a lot of them, and that's your space.
But more importantly than that, you really learn a lot more than you can
absorb.
Otherwise, I don't know. There's just something about, you know, the face-to-face. There's something about being there. You get to talk to other people. You hear other ideas. You get ideas, as some of the members have testified from leaving there. So it's a good way to spend your time.
Yeah. It's a good investment.
To try and, you know, take this thing to the next level and just increase.
So many,
you know,
businesses have literally like rocketed off.
Yeah.
After the conference.
It's amazing to see, you know, we've had several people, you know, start clipping to 200, 250 after coming to these conferences. I'll give a shout out to one of them. He's on tonight, I think, Mr. Chris Miller. I was privileged to be on his radio show. And by the way, if you haven't checked out TW3Radio.com, you got to go over there. Our members, if you join as a member at TW3 at any level, you get your own show. Mm-hmm. And so some of them are already taking advantage of that. Chris is one of them. Of course, he's one that's going to take advantage of every opportunity. That's why he's doing so well, right?
Right.
And one of the best interviews I've been on several shows, been lots of places, talked to lots of people, and he did a great job. And I said, this is your second show? And but he's one that came to the conference, gentleman you met, sharp dressed man.
We should give him a nickname.
I met him. I did.
Well, Mr. Opportunity.
Well, we call him Miller Time. He's enjoying the
Miller
high
time's
life.
Good.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
That's a good one too.
That fits. Yeah, Miller Time. Miller Time. And you know, here's someone that knocked down a little over 200, 220. I don't know what it was when it's all said and done, but
without reselling the.
He's not a reseller.
No. Applying the model.
He's just using TW3, the tools, the training technology, and making it happen. So he was someone that came to the conference. And if you haven't gone back and listened to his interview, listen to the context of that, of how losing a job and, you know, having to make something work, you know,
Losing jobs a good motivator.
Isn't it? You and I've
kind of been there, done that.
You know, TW3 is here because Terry lost a job.
That's right.
Lost his other company. Well, Lindsay, what else is going on?
So we are offering $300 in free food to someone tonight as well. If you are not a TW3 member, let us know who invited you into the live chat. We will select someone who gave their recruiter a shout out as the winner for the $300 restaurant food. So let us know who invited you now, and you might get some free meals on us.
Absolutely. That's very important. That's a big thing we're doing tonight, guys. So if someone invited you to the show, make sure you say, hey, I'm here because so-and-so invited me. And if you're not a member, we're going to enter you to win $300 in free food. So that's going to be pretty cool as well.
We'll also be taking your live questions tonight. So as always, keep your comments positive, relevant, and clean if you can.
Oh, great. I'm out. Relevant. Jeez. Relevant to my struggle.
Let's say you're good on the cleaning.
Well, that stinks.
If you have any membership questions about the software or just any training questions, we do ask that you save this for Wednesday night. Terry breaks those down. He can use his laptop to sort of show you on air. We're also going to be... Oh, wait, that's Lindsay's. Yeah, it's mine's done. I was about to read Lindsay's again, but...
No, really? Did you do the share the podcast?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Share the podcast now with the hashtag podcast... Hashtag TW3 podcast 400.
400!
And we just might send you a copy of Terry's book.
Yeah. And it is spelled correctly, everything in there. We did have...
I'm shocked.
Well, we had an editor. And the, most of the money...
Praise the Lord.
Most of the money that was spent on that book went to the editor, trust me.
Thank goodness.
I had to pay her by the hour.
Oh, boy.
Good night. So, guys, listen, when we get back, we're going to go over what this $500,000... a year plan is that we're releasing here in 2020. Is it possible? Well, you have to answer yourself. You know, some people believe that earning $50,000 a year is impossible. Some people think $100,000, you know, so be it according to what you believe is all I can tell you. You know what, you know, where's your, we're in the year 2020, which, you know, we're the play on words here. 2020 talks about eyesight, having good eyesight. But there's a difference between sight and vision, right?
Yes.
Sight tells me this is what I see in front of me. This is where I'm at. This is what I can see around me. Vision says this is what I should see. This is what I want to see. This is where I want to go. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see a $500,000 paycheck income stream, then you got to have a vision for it, right? Because if you don't have a vision for it, you won't do the first thing. Now, I know a lot of people, there he is, just one of those gurus is trying to get rich. No, it's not a get rich quick. I'm going to tell you right now, this is not a genie in the bottle. It's not a magic pill. It's not a potion, a lotion. It's not, say, three prayers.
You got to work.
Yeah, I'm not one of those. And, I'm telling you, there is a risk to entrepreneurialism. There is a risk to trying to do anything more than what you're doing. But there's a risk in life, I would argue. There's a risk in punching a clock. You know, but if you can believe it and you can start planning for it and you start engaging it, you can have if you won't quit and you won't give up. So when we get back after the break, we're going to break it down into five stages of earning $500,000 right after this. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of five people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook.
Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone or read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center.
Don't forget to put your questions now for our live Q&A that will be coming up in segment 3. We'll also be giving away free food to someone who gives their recruiter or trainer who invited them to the show, if they give them a shout out. Remember, the giveaway is for a non-member. Also remember to share the podcast to enter to win a free book. And the first person who joins TW3 tonight or after we go off the air will win free tickets to the You Are Worth More conference.
All right. So honestly, Pete, guys, and if you're already a member, make sure you get tickets to the You Are Worth More conference. It is going to make the system that you have in your hands come alive. It's going to, all the questions and like, how does this work? How does this work? You're going to see me. You're going to see Lindsay. You're going to see Scott here. You're going to see Greenbacks. You're going to see Quackenbush. You're going to see Bam Bam from the Left Coast. You're going to see High Time Miller Time. You're going to see all of these people that you've heard about, seen on the podcast. You're going to see how they're working the system, how it's working for them, and it's going to make better sense to you because you're going to get that FaceTime with them. So it is worth being there. Now, tonight I'm talking to you about the concept of making more money. Now, this would apply if you're like, well, Terry, I already make $500,000. Well, what I'm about to show, take you to $1 million, okay? So wherever you're at, this should be applicable. But the first thing I'm going to tell you is, I have noticed in 11 years of doing this and in coaching people and trying to help them take their money, business, and life to new levels, there are stages that they go to and there are you know, in the church world, we call it new levels, new devils. You probably have heard that cliche. For every level, there's a new devil, you know, and I'm not going to start with my Hammond B3 and start trying to touch three people and tell them, get ready. No.
That's a loaded joke that maybe two people got.
You just lost me.
Yeah.
I'm Baptist.
I know. There's only a few people that probably even get that, but some of them are already trying to find the Hammond B3. But there are challenges at every stage that you go to, whether it be in business and in life and in your health, whatever it is you're doing, you get, and then you plateau. Okay. And so I'm going to say something and I'm going to back it up. Okay. And then you guys feel free to push back on this, but I will submit to you, it is harder. It is more difficult. It's more trying. It is a longer process to make your first $1,000 in business for yourself than it is that $500,000 a year. Lindsay's just looking at me. It's harder. It is more trying. It's more difficult to make. And don't get caught up in numbers. Maybe the first $10,000 or whatever it is.
Okay, that's business, where you lost me.
Yeah. But that first level of success.
Took me 28 days and I was annoyed.
It's more difficult. And I'll tell you why. When you are first starting out. Now, but see, here's the thing. You're talking about when you started TW3, right?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't starting as an entrepreneur. You had already been an entrepreneur. Right?
Oh, that's true.
You were just taking some things that you've already developed, some skill sets that you've already had, some mindsets that you already had, and you were repurposing them and reapplying them to TW3.
Right.
So you weren't starting from ground zero.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about the person that is starting from ground zero. That man, that woman, that child that has always worked for someone. Always had a J-O-B.
With a paycheck.
With a paycheck, working for some S-O-B, that's some other boss. you know.
Oh, really?
Why? What did you think I meant?
Shots fired.
what? But, you know, it is more difficult, I find, for someone that's just starting to make that first level of success than it is for them to go from 250 to 500,000. It is. And I'll tell you why. First thing, when you first start in business, you're going to have buyer's remorse. Because to start a business, what do you have to first do?
Shell out a chunk of change.
Spend out. Why? Why do you have to spend
money? You have to invest to earn.
Invest in what?
Well, yourself.
Well, the
tools.
The products, the inventory. You've got all this stuff that you're having to invest in. And also, beyond the money, the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's education.
You
got to learn what to do.
So there's always the first thing that once you invest, the first thing you've got to overcome is buyer's remorse. Oh my God, what did I just do? I remember the first business I got involved with. I stayed up that night. I stayed up all night. I'm like, oh God, he got me excited. He got me all jazzed up. And then I'm just, you know, I'm trying to blame it on, you know, my decision on someone else. I wouldn't have done it if so-and-so hadn't, you know, he playing that music and gotten you that cadence and just, you know, he knows I'm weak for that. You know, so there's buyer's remorse. Then there's the stress of new responsibility. Oh man, you know, I got to do this. You know, it's, you know, I'm everything. I've got to do the marketing. I got to do the advertising. Got to do the inventory. Got to do the selling. Got to do, you know, so all of a sudden the responsibility of owning something
overwhelming.
It's a little overwhelming. And then there's what you allude to, that big learning curve, right?
The first 6 weeks is like boot camp.
It's, but I'm learning a new business or product. I'm learning new tools of the trade because every trade you go in, doesn't matter if you're a diesel mechanic, it doesn't matter if you're a web programmer, there are new tools to that trade that you've got to learn, right? Yeah. New tools, you got a new training style, okay? The business I'm in now, you know, is this goofy sounding redneck from South Carolina and I'm from the Northeast and he doesn't make sense to me. You know, he's always alluding to these, you know, things that make no sense because there's no point of reference for, you know, if I yell, get ready. You know, there's some people in certain circles that get that.
Sure.
And not me.
Well, you're not in that circle.
People will be like, so where are y'all exactly located? Like when people get to talk to me because they've come through their website.
Yeah.
I'll be like, we're in South Carolina.
That explains it.
Yep.
Were y'all cousins?
Neighbors.
But there's a new training, you know, Bam Bam, when we interviewed him, one of the hardest things that took him a while is because the training that we do is mostly video. Okay. And it's presented by yours truly. He's out in San Diego. His learning style, he likes the one-on-one, the person, and talking, you know, and working it out. That's his learning style.
Yeah.
Okay. That didn't make him better, worse, and different. It just, that's his learning style. Okay. Well, we're a web-based company, so there's no way I can sit down or anybody else could. So that took some time. So in stage one, that's why I always tell people, if you can make it out of stage one, you are already, 70% of the business pressure has just been dealt with. Because you've heard Gary say it, you've heard Mark say it, you've heard me say it, you've said it. The first sale is the hardest sale.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Why is the first sale? Because the cost of your business, emotional, financial, spiritual, the cost of it is front loaded. Mm-hmm. And you're having to really, you know, get past that, right?
I really think it has a lot to do with confidence.
It's confidence.
Because when I first started, like, y'all know my technical capability level.
What was it?
A mess is what it is. But when I first started talking to people on the phone with TW3, they would ask me questions about the business model and the technicalities, and I would just freeze.
Right.
And it took me literally a whole month to be able to speak confidently. Well, this is because this and A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and speaking Spanish and throwing out German numbers, you know, speaking tech to them.
They thought you were Pentecostal.
I mean, they might have.
Oh, my word. But you're right. But that first sale, so if you have just joined TW3, you joined another business, thinking about joining TW3, thinking about joining another business, let me encourage you. You know, the good book says, be sober-minded. Entrepreneurialism is worth it. We're sitting in a room today that was provided by the fact that I was just too stupid to give up. You know what I'm saying? I went from being broke, busted, disgusted, you know, standing in line in a benevolence place. That was the only way I could feed my family, to getting back on the saddle after losing a business and not giving up. And I'm not saying I did it because I'm this just macho guy that's always self-confident. No, let me just be real with you. I had no other choice. There was no government benevolence. I don't come from a family of money. You know, they did what they could to help us, you know, so we wouldn't be starving, but they could barely, you know, take care, you know, so it was do or die, sink or swim. Back then, it was the most painful time of my life. And now I look back on it, it was the grace of God. It was the biggest blessing of my life because because some people, and I would be one of them. Let me just put, sometimes a safety hammock can turn, or a safety net can turn into a hammock, you know. Mm. You know, and the path of least resistance is always the funnest one to take, you know. And I've never been one that's got a high work ethic. I'm lazy. I'll take
it. You get in a rut. that rut runs deep sometimes too. Yeah.
It does. So, you know, what saved me from myself was no options. Success was the only option I had, you know, and I forget you've probably heard it in sermons and stuff coming up about, you know, the definition of a decision is cutting away, you know, any other option but
leave and cleave.
Are you deciding, you know, and there's this story of this military guy that, and I forget it, which war it was and whatever, but he had him burn all the bridges behind him. So it put it in the minds of his army. They ain't no retreat.
Right.
We taking that hill.
We got to figure this out.
It's going to kill us or we're going to kill it, but that's the way we're going. And that's how they were to overcome this. I forget the name. I forget the story. I wished I hadn't even brought it up, I guess. But it's such a powerful story in the fact that they shouldn't have won that war. They shouldn't have won that battle. And they won it because it got in their heads. There is no options. We're going to win this. So if you can get past stage one, then you are on. And you say, well, Terry, this is about $500,000 a year. What are you talking about? If you can't get past stage one, you can't get to stage two. I'm building a case here, folks, so give me time. Stage two is where I call it the cautious optimist. They're cautious. Why? Because they've made their first few $1,000, few $100, whatever that level is for you and your business. And in TW3, the least you're going to make $750 if you sell a package. And if you're an elite member, you can make up to $8,000 selling AP. So, you know, commission schedules and payouts and all that is different for different people. But whatever that level is, the cautious optimist is this. They finally have some success, but here's what they're tempted to do. They're tempted at that point, okay, I'm going to slow down my activity. I'm going to slow down the intensity. I don't feel all this pressure like do like I did before because I was just in this panic mode and I was and so they have sort of relaxed a bit. They've slowed their, they don't come to all the trainings. They slowed down their business activity. They're not doing as much follow-ups with their clients. They're not posting as much as they would have before in the TW3 world. And they're still saying, you know, I don't know if this is sustainable or not. I don't know if that was just a fluke. And so their ability to go to that next level is getting past himself, to keep the same work ethic that they had in stage one, keep that intensity, mm-hmm. you know, and we see. So what happens is in TW3 world, what we've seen is if people can push past stage one and get to stage two, then it's in the next 3 months is what's going to decide if they're going to be a long-term member. Or they were here 6 months, 8 months, they made a few $1,000, made $10,000, $15,000, but then they decided to do something else. You know, that's what's going to decide, you know, after stage three is what I call the overwhelmed producer. And the overwhelmed, so they've moved from being the cautious optimist that, okay, this is sustainable. It's not just a fluke. I can do this. Now they're in stage three. They're making 2,500 grand a year now with TW3. But here's what's going on. They've written a lot of business. And what happens when you write a lot of business, Lindsay?
You have a lot of coaching.
A lot of service.
A lot of service.
Yep.
A lot of service. And then all of a sudden, organizational skill sets are having a demand put on them.
Right.
And if you haven't developed them.
If you don't have a calendar and a schedule and a.
You don't know how to use a clock.
And you don't get strict with your meeting times.
Right. Then all of a sudden, you are overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Because you're a victim of your own success, you know, and that's why we teach our elite members to use that scheduling, you know, program that we have. I think we use Acuity and some of the others, you know, but get a calendar, have them book the time, set it up in 15, 20 minute slots, whatever you want. Be stringent. And if you're late, and back when I was doing coaching, I would tell them, say, if you're late, just don't even worry about it. Just go to the next, get back on the calendar and schedule the next time.
Right.
Because I won't be waiting. I'll be going to the next one.
Right.
Because once you get to that level, you don't have time to, hey, you know, did you catch the game last night? What'd you think about it?
Right. No, people on the phone with me, they're like, you're really efficient, which what they really mean is you're really abrupt. But I'm like, listen, I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
Like, I love you and I'd love to hear a little bit more about your story, but we've got to get down to business because I've got more people that I have to help.
And the only way to help them and help yourself is to be efficient, to be effective, and not to, because they've got to remember there's someone right behind them. And how would they feel if you showed up 5, 10, 15? Hey, listen, I know we got a 15-minute slot here, but we're going to have to cut it to 5 minutes.
Listen, the best thing I've ever heard about time management is if you show up late, you have effectively communicated to everyone around you that whatever you were doing was more important than what you were supposed to be doing.
My grandfather said it years ago, and I use it to this day. The sole litmus test of a man's character is his punctuality.
I agree with that. And I'm crazy about it. Like, I'm awkward early. Like, have I ever been late to a podcast ever?
No.
Because I will be dead if I'm not here at 8.
Just won't show up.
I'll be dead.
I've heard you say, listen, I'm going to be probably 5 minutes late and I'm just not even going to do it.
Can't do it.
You know, but I agree. I've heard my grandfather one time, a guy showed up for a meeting late. And he wasn't but like a couple minutes late. And the first thing out of my grandpa's mouth, hey, listen, you lied to me about what time he's going to be here. What else are you going to lie to me about?
Oh, savage.
But he was just, I mean, he was a business guy too.
And yeah.
So he was just, I get a lot of problem with my dryness from him. But anyway, level three is that overwhelmed producer. And you can be an overwhelmed producer and stay in the TW3 world at the 2,500K mark. You really can.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to master being able to service the business you produce to take you to stage four, which is the fully max stage. That's where you're making 100K to 250K a year.
Can I time out for a sec?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I would say between stage three and stage four, if your organizational skills are not super strong, then you need to hire out that weakness.
Absolutely. That's what I did. And that's,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, you know, that's a solution. If you can't do it, have someone who can.
Right.
You know, work out a business arrangement with people within your organization and your agency. That's what I did because I know my weakness is one-on-one.
Yeah.
Always have been, always will be. And it's not because I can't do it. It's just, we talked about it off camera.
Yeah.
I get real heavy.
Right.
Because everybody's going through something.
Yeah.
Everybody's got problems. And most of the time, the fruit of emotional issues and the stress of life shows up in the fruit of financial, you know, performance. It just does. I'm not saying if you're struggling financially, then you're definitely got this. I'm not saying that, but I am saying if you got things going on in your life and you're in sales, you're a business owner, it is going to show up in your business.
Well, it throws your A game off.
It throws your A game off. You're not going to close as much. You're not going to be as active as much. So a good mindset, a good healthy home, a good situation going on is always going to produce better business.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times when people are struggling, that's when they're booking their coaching. And then all of a sudden you go from talking about marketing and talking about ad copy and the best way to engage a client into why did my wife leave? Why will my kids not talk to me? And I'm not saying I don't care. I do care. That's the problem.
But you have a pastor's heart.
Well, that's you know. And so all of a sudden I'm not talking about what we're here for.
Right.
We're talking about life, which is fine.
Right.
But then all of a sudden it takes me to, and that's why I had to get it, you know, just because
It was Terry signed me up, and it's been a real blessing and a real curse.
I'm sorry, Scott.
Yeah, you know, okay. He was the last. You were the last.
I broke the. Yeah.
Yeah. After I sold one to Scott, I was like, I ain't selling it's anymore.
Like, it's like, peace.
I'm done.
I'm out.
It's over.
That's
Can't
funny.
Do this anymore.
So anyway, but once you leave the overwhelmed producer and you've mastered or you've outsourced or whatever, you get into stage four, which is what I call the fully maxed stage. That's where you've either outsourced your weaknesses or you've overcome and became proficient in some of those weaknesses, and you're clipping at 100 to 250K a year, and you can do that with TW3. And that's where your prospecting efforts are maxed out, your active RMP campaigns are hitting max, your support is at max, you are hitting on all cylinders as a person, as an individual, you're hitting it. Here's the problem. At that point, and we've got some people there, at that point, what you have to do is go to stage five. Stage five is where it's not you that's maxing out your prospecting efforts, but it's your agency. It's not you that's maxing out all your RMP active campaigns, but it's your agency doing such. And it's not you that's maxing out all of your support effort, but it's an agency effort.
So it's a reflection of how well you've trained your agency.
It's where you become a leader of leaders. And that's the only, because you're only one person, you can't do maxed out. I mean, I've just seen it over.
You're building something.
Yeah. And that's how you're going to get it. And the reason I brought this out and the reason I brought this outline out is because at the conference, we've got several people that are maxed out and they're clipping a couple $100,000 a year. I've got a special session just for them that we're going to talk about going to that next level, that 500K, being a leader of leaders. And how to use these tools and business models and structures and how they can use it within the TW3 world to now go to that 500K a year. Because that's what it's going to take. It's not, you can't do everything. You're going to burn out.
Yeah.
You just will. But maxing out the residual income part of this business, maxing out the passive income part of this business, the RMP, and then building an agency that can do a lot of the heavy lifting, because the one thing you don't have is time. You know, you only have it so much.
It's limited.
Yep. And the whole thing is we're trying to have freedom. So if you're spending 15 hours a day working, is that freedom in your definition?
Exactly. And I know that there's somebody right now who said, well, Terry, I thought that's what all these automated tools were for. Yes, but those automated tools are there to get you in front of people automatically. And they follow up with you and they do a lot of the follow up and the drip. But I'm sorry, to sell a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 package, you're going to have a conversation with somebody.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to talk. That means time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, if anybody is willing to drop $5,000 before they talk to someone, run from that business because they're crazy. But the TW3 solves a lot of these marketing problems that people run into. It solves a lot of the getting you in front of people. I saw this. Is the camera on me? Let me pull it over here. This right here was an article that I printed off. This came from Forbes magazine. This is a brand new article. I like to quote them a lot. And I'll let you read what that article, the front of that article, or if you can't, maybe Lindsay can. What does it say the number one problem for businesses are?
New study suggests lead generation is a key growth challenge for most companies.
Lead generation.
Imagine that.
And this is out of Forbes magazine doing a study about, you know, the number one problem for businesses. And it brings us back to TW3. I'll have someone, I call them the unemployed expert. They come in and then they tell me what we're doing wrong. And we're not doing everything right. We need help. Trust me. If you got better ideas, we'll take it. But I'll ask them, I was like, well, what are you doing? And then I find out that they ain't doing nothing. I mean, they're broke, busted, and disgusted. I mean, they're business. And I was like, well, we're doing more than that. So you'd be well to maybe not offer an opinion yet, but rather grab a pen and paper and write down what we do and try it for a while. Because what we do empirically, we know works, you know.
Right.
And they will say, well, they'll get huffy, they'll go off, they'll get involved in some other business opportunity. And it's funny, they'll come back 6 months, a year later. well, I got involved with this pill, this thrill, this lotion, this potion, this insurance, this real estate, whatever they're selling.
The shiny object.
The shiny object. But I don't have anybody to talk to. I guess I do need to learn what you were talking about.
Well, you do have to learn it.
Yeah. You're either going to learn it from us, you're going to learn it from somebody, but you won't be in business if you don't know how to generate leads.
Correct.
And that's what Forbes magazine says there. So I thought that was a very, very telling, to say the least. But guys, when we get back, we're going to take your questions. We're going to open this thing up. I hope you guys got something out of that. But there are five stages to going to the next level. And I don't know where you might identify where you're at on one of those stages. But wherever you're at, don't quit. Don't give up. Just go to the next level. Master where you need to master. Offset the jobs and things that you need done elsewhere. And go to the next level. Don't quit. We'll be back right after this.
So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes six touches, six encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. That's terrywilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot.
Let me ask you a serious question. Do you know what your unique value is? That thing that sets you apart from everyone else in your business? You know where to go and how to find it. If you said no, I want to encourage you. Get my new book, You Are Worth More. You can go over to youareworthmorebook.com, and it goes into what your unique value is, where and what it is, the imperative for you to win and acquire more out of life, how to increase your income by using these unique values that you have, a way to scale and increase your impact both personally and professionally, how others are succeeding in spite of perceived limitations, how to tap into your creative genius, actionable steps to earn unlimited income, and ways to leverage tools to increase your productivity. That's all the things you're going to learn in a very informative, inspiring, and illustrative way. If you go over to youareworthmorebook.com, youareworthmorebook.com. Hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say. You are worth more. In the moment, the very moment you start believing it and receiving it, you'll start acting upon it, and you will start having it.
What's good?
Oh, you got your head in the
So let's go ahead and get into these questions. Our first question comes from the chat. It's from Mark. How do I join in as an affiliate, and what does that entail? So how do they get your scripts and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so to become a TW3 affiliate, just go to affiliate with TW. I think it's just affiliate with TW.com. I don't know why I didn't put the three on the end.
I don't either, because that is a source of major stress in my life. No three. You got to.
Well, why didn't I do that?
We got you.
Did you turn my mic off?
I turned it on because it was off.
Yeah, you just go over to affiliatewithtw.com. I'm going to go and get the other one too. So I don't know.
Go get affiliate with TW3 because that will bring us all peace in our souls.
Well, the other one was terrywilson3.com/affiliate.
Yeah, I could do that. Terry Wilson,
which was also working. So either of those, that'll get you where you want to be. A couple of these were emailed questions. Terry, I started about 2 months ago and I'm struggling.
Okay.
I've not been able to complete step two nor step four. And my trainer says that if I want someone to do it for me, I'll have to pay someone.
Yes, you will.
You will. I'm a mother and I feel overwhelmed.
I'm a mother too.
Lindsay, the question isn't for you.
I'm sorry.
Would you like to read it?
Thank you, Ms. Empathy.
Turn my mic off.
The reason I joined is because I heard you talk about earning money without having to make a sale. That's what I want to do, but I can't seem to get off the ground. Can you help me?
Yes, I can help you. And let me help you with some advice. If you are under financial stress right now, one of the things about stress is it keeps you from being able to receive new information, and you've got to be able to learn how to do some of these things that we teach in steps 2 and 4 specifically, because those are the most technical things. Because you mentioned that you wanted to make money without making a sale. Well, that refers to our RMP, our referral marketing products and stuff like that. The way to do that is to use these automated tools and to be able to build landing pages and to sync autoresponders to opt-in forms. Now, I get that that's technical, okay? I get that for someone that's just starting, that is, oh my God, overwhelming.
For someone who can't change the ink in the printer without calling her husband at work, I get it.
You get it.
I get it.
But here's what I would tell you. Number one, go with the path of least resistance. Okay. Why did you join TW3? You more than likely joined TW3 to make money. Okay. You either joined it to improve a business that you have through our lead generation tools, which is to make money, or you joined to be as a business opportunity, make money. And then in your email, you said that you wanted to do the ability to make money without making a sale. So at the common denominator between all three of those choices are you want to make money, right? So if you're having technical difficulty, then do the basics. Do the things that aren't as technical right now, which means driving calls to a Google Voice number you set up and respond to those calls either through text or through voice, you calling them back, sending them to videos that we've already got produced for you, and doing the grunt work and just selling.
Hold on, though. How's she going to send calls to her Google Voice number without completing step 4?
Well, she can create ads with just putting a Google Voice call me or text me.
Oh, like just a straight up landing page instead of doing a whole funnel?
The problem with that is you get a lot of trash. You get a lot of tire kicking. You're going to do a lot of work.
Right.
But what's the alternative? Oh, I want to automate it and I want a funnel. Because what is a funnel for? It's to weed out all of that.
It's to qualify.
It's to qualify.
Right.
Well, you're either going to manually qualify because I don't have the technical proficiency, or you're going to use the technical. I mean, there's no way around it. It's like saying I want to win the 40-yard dash and not run the first 2 feet. I mean, there's no way around it. I mean, so we've got to do something. If you want to make money, then you got to do something. You got to do money-making activity, you know, get in front of people. At the end of the day, everything is about getting in front of people, either you literally getting in front of people or virtually getting in front of people with some sort of marketing asset that will drive that traffic. So, the way I can help you is just with giving you some advice, because if you don't want to take time to learn or it's being very difficult, then the only other alternative is to have someone do it, which they're going to charge you. I mean, it's just...
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to come across as like not empathetic.
No, I think you meant it.
Well,
I think there's some angst.
I struggle.
You just aggravated once you got here. I don't know.
Did you pick up on that?
Y'all stop. I struggle with technical stuff. I really, really do. So I feel you on that. But you just got to buckle down and get it done. It's got to happen.
It goes back to what we was talking about in stage 1 here.
But I don't want to be salty Lindsay, so I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, it really what you covered earlier. And, you know, I know, and I think you've coined the phrase, it's like drinking water from a fire hydrant. Mm-hmm. That how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Right.
So it's step 1. Step 2.
Well, it's just like when I was in college.
And you'll learn how to create a funnel.
You have to, you know, when you're given a huge assignment, like, you know, my final project in grad school, it was intense. It was crazy. And it was just this huge ordeal.
Right.
But you just have to get it done. You just have to start somewhere, you know?
I mean, there's no way around it. If you're wanting to do RMP, then what you're saying is, I want to be able to put my business on autopilot. Pilot means using tools that will automate for you.
But you got to set those tools up.
And let's say, for instance, because I think what they might be getting at, would you go in there and do it for me? And let me just tell you why I won't do that. If I had the time, which I don't, but even if I had the time, please hear me on this.
You're not helping them.
Hear me now or feel me later.
Yeah,
I'm not helping you. I'm really not, because if I set that funnel up for you for free, if I had that kind of time and I did everything for you, then how are you supposed to do step 7, 8, and 9? It talks about RMP later on.
And how are you supposed to bring a client into the business and tell them?
It's exactly right.
What to do.
So if I truly genuinely.
Well, when something changes in the business, and it changes all the time.
Mm-hmm. And it changes all the time. So the only way to help you is to teach you how to do this. And the only way I can teach you is to set up a business structure where people get the lion's share of the profits when I make a sale. So they're incentivized to help you. And then I produce all of these on-demand videos and I do weekly training. That's how I can help you. You know, stopping and if I had the time to do every time someone had a problem and do it in form, that's not helping you and the business would go down tomorrow because all I would be doing from that point on is building people's.
Yeah, and to say, you know, I'm new at this and I'm struggling, that's common.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not alone.
That's absolutely normal.
That's normal.
That means you're probably on the right track.
You're honestly on the right track.
I was going to say, just keep going. And I think there's a song about something like, well, you don't understand. I'm going through hell here. So we'll keep going.
Keep going. Don't stop.
Don't stop.
You're going through hell. Don't stop.
That's right. Come out on the other side.
That's right. That's right. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I'm walking through it.
There you go.
I'm not going to hang out in it. Go ahead, Reagan. What else you got?
Let's see here. We've got one question from Deborah. Just looks like it's going to be a Wednesday question, but I'll go ahead and read it. Terry, I built my funnel. However, sending it only shows as a link. How do I send it in open? I want to save this for Wednesday so you can illustrate for her.
Yeah, let's do that Wednesday because I can't show you on the screen. But Deborah, come out Wednesday and I'll be right there and cool. I'll help you there.
All right, second question here. Terry, I read on a forum somewhere you sued someone for leaving a negative review. Is this really true?
That was an email. Yeah. Oh, so no, it's not true. I didn't sue someone for leaving a negative review, but I did send a letter saying they would be sued if they lied about us and our company, because that's defamation and slander. And I have spent 11 and a half, almost 12 years building this business, building the name and letting people know that this is a name they can trust. And when you go out there and you make things up for the express purposes of hurting us, our business and our members, then I have a big word. Hold on. Fiduciary responsibility.
Oh, I guess he told you.
I have a fiduciary responsibility to my members.
It sounds like a presidential responsibility. Is that like the same thing?
No, fiduciary is your financial responsibilities and obligations, but it's a little deeper than just financial. It's everything tied to it.
Okay.
But look up the definition. Google it sometime of what defamation is.
Oh, I know what that means.
It's not just that someone's saying something negative. I mean, someone can say Terry's fat, he's got psoriasis, he speaks funny.
That would be true.
It would all be negative, but it would be true.
Yeah.
But what you can't say is, for instance, Terry defrauded me or he scammed me.
Right.
Well, then the question is, what did I say and what did I do? Because the only way to scam someone or only way to defraud someone is to say one thing and do another. And so we had some people that were trying to manipulate and blackmail us for us to break our agreements. And if we didn't, they were going to do this. Well, that's extortion. And then following through on it was defamation. And so we protected our brand. So the answer to that person's question is no, I haven't sued anybody for leaving a negative review, but I did tell someone, you know, you can say, hey, I tried it and it didn't work. That's honest. You know, you can say, I don't like Terry. that's an opinion.
Sometimes brownies are bad.
Sometimes brownies are bad.
It doesn't have marijuana in them.
I tell you, it goes off the wheels every single time. But anyway, great question. Anything else? Have y'all been counting? Have we got our accountants over there?
Yeah, that's what me and Rip are working on right now.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for being out tonight. We're going to come right back after this break, and we're going to announce some winners. We got some stuff to give away. We've got free tickets to the You Are Worth More conference to give away. We have got, what else have we got? We've got $300 in free food to give away. We're going to go look and see who shared the show and potentially give away a free book as well. So we'll be back right after this.
You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. TerryWilson3.com/freebook. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to terrywilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's terrywilson3.com/call center.
So I tell every grandparent, like, if you tell me you're a grandparent, I'm like, let me tell you something. Here's my nugget.
Second place, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Second place is right.
Support.
You know what I'm going to do.
Go for it.
I mean, but after what she just said.
Yeah.
And she don't even realize it.
No, but it's fine.
What? Is it my turn? Do I need to say something?
It's comical gold.
Every time?
Every time.
Every time.
That's going to be a highlight.
You're compiling these though, right?
What?
Yeah. Like, I know you have an MP3.
I don't know. You just gave me a sound bite.
What did I say?
You said, and it's like, I tell every grandparent, here's my nugget. Now you exegete
my
that.
My nugget of wisdom.
You didn't say that.
Yeah, but he knew because we already.
It doesn't matter.
He knew.
All I've got to do is take that copy of I Tell Every Grandparent. Here's my nugget, and I'll put this out on.
I feel like all the old people in the house know that nugget means nugget of wisdom.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see how it's interpreted.
Uh-huh. You better not. I'll stick Gina on you. I'm friends with your wife, you know.
Comical gold, I'm telling you.
Old people in the room.
Old people. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
She just called you old people.
Well, he told me he was an old person, so I felt freedom.
Hey, we got one more question that came in.
Go ahead. One more question. save us from ourselves.
Is it an old person?
How old are you?
When starting to sell insurance, should I buy leads or invest in a lead generation tool?
Lead generation tool.
And I'll tell you why. Once you're able to generate your own leads, then you're not beholden to the agency that you are working with or for or through, even if you're with an IMO or an FMO. I'll tell you why. A lot of times the way these insurance agencies work, FMOs and IMOs, is, well, we'll give you this, or we'll give you a discount on buying leads from us or through us or one of our vendors. And they sort of got their claws in you a little bit. And that's how they control their business. But once you're able to generate unlimited leads for yourself, number one, your lead acquisition cost is going to go down to like a dollar or so.
And there's a consideration of the quality of those leads that they're getting elsewhere too.
Yeah. And leads that you buy, you're touching on it as someone that's been in that world.
Yeah.
Most of the time when you buy an insurance lead, you're buying a lead that has been spoken to multiple times.
Yes.
And here's the thing.
I've heard that.
And here's the thing I always tell people. If you have the sophistication in the understanding of the insurance world to the level that you can compel people to ask for more information about the product, good, or service, then that means more times than not, you're from that industry. And if you're from that industry, why in the world would you sell that client's information for $25 when you can go out and sell them a policy and make a minimum of a few hundred dollars? It makes no sense. So what do? They take that one lead and say, okay, I'm going to sell it to 10, 20 different people and make this one lead now worth $250, $500 and then let them fight over who sells it to them. That's the way that whole model works.
Sure.
That is a mess.
Well, that's the way it works. Hmm. And so one of the things that set me free in the insurance world, and what reason I was able to do so well, is because I figured out how to generate my own leads.
Right.
And you spoke the language.
And spoke the language.
Because you're in the business.
Yeah. So if you're out there and you're in the insurance and you already are knowledgeable about the products, goods, and services, you're knowledgeable about the benefits that they bring, the problems they solve, you can speak to those pain points. And here's the other thing. You just watch how other lead generation companies are generating leads. You can sort of get an idea of what they're doing as well. Then you just fold it into what you do, what you offer, target your niche market, and get leads. And then they're exclusive leads to only you. And then if you're a TW3 member, we show you how to generate leads and make money off those leads, whether you sell them insurance or not.
Can we talk about the conference for a second?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I want to know what y'all think the weather might be like.
Are you kidding?
No.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's in March. It's on the cusp of spring. I know they're playing baseball in Florida.
I'm just thinking about downtown Greenville, all that walking. Like, I need good walking shoes, so I need to know if I'm thinking boots or chacos.
She's thinking about what she's going to wear to the conference. It's in March.
Lindsay, you're gold. I'm just telling you.
I mean,
comical gold.
I really am thinking about this because last year it was cold. It was cold.
Yeah,
like,
it
was. I came prepared for sandals and I needed boots.
Well, you're on the back end of winter and the front end of spring, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess I need to pack both.
Yeah. It's one of those weird seasons. It could go either way because you don't know what we're going to have.
Okay.
What I would do if I were you is a week before the conference, watch the weather.
Yeah, but it's a lie.
Well, it's definitely a lie now.
What would give you the impression that he would know? That's the real question there.
I mean, he knows everything, right?
He's like Al Roker over here. I'm Jack Roper. Yeah, okay.
You ready to announce our winners?
Yes, let's announce our winners. So, free book. We're going to give two free books away. We're going to give a free book away to Linda Gordon and Joseph Sexton for sharing the podcast. Thank Woo-hoo! You guys so much. Thank you so much. The person who had the most shout outs is Mark Griffin. So Mark, we're going to allow you to choose
a non-member
that gave you shout outs to see who's going to get the $300 in free food. So go through your section there of who gave you shout outs. And you pick and then tell me and then we'll send them out free food, Mark. So Mark Griffin, you got the most shout out. So we're going to let you pick who wins the $300 in free food. And then every person that was on here tonight that got a shout out from a non-member, you're going to get five free leads for each shout out. That's something I'm doing with the members though later on. And I'll have that count and I'll have those leads for you Wednesday night. So if you were on tonight and you had people give you shout outs for every shout out that you got that came from a non-member, you get five free leads.
So don't miss Wednesday.
And then Mark is going to get with me and then we will get whoever sent a shout out in from a non-member. He'll get with me. He'll send it in and we will get them $300 in free food. So that's that. So what did you think of your first podcast here?
I thought it was great. I enjoyed myself.
I thought you did great.
Said yeah. just as disorganized as I thought it would
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. No shocker,
I'm going to fit in.
did we impress you with the small room?
I'm very impressed. It's a very nice room.
The TW3 studio.
Are we moving downstairs or are we staying up?
Well, we keep going back and forth. What would you want to do?
I want to stay upstairs.
I do too.
Because I want to see Gina and Gabby and Alicia and Haven.
I think what we're going to do is stay upstairs. We're going to put a door right there so it's a little quieter.
Okay.
And then the room downstairs that we were building, we're going to make a music studio instead of a broadcast studio.
Oh, I need to get piano advice from you after the show.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Well, guys, let me encourage you, if you want to hear how other people are taking their money, business, and life to new levels, we have launched TW3Radio.com, TW3Radio.com. We're going to have apps available for it eventually. We're working on Apple and the Google Play apps, and that's going to be coming out, hopefully, we was hoping it this week, but it's going to look like it's going to be next week. But go over there. You're going to be hearing people from all over the country that are producing shows just like this one, better than this one, but the great content on leadership, great content on history, great content on entrepreneurialism, all different kinds of content is over at tw3radio.com. So if you're like, well, Terry, you're just goofy. Terry, you're well, don't listen to me. Go over there and listen to them. We got some great people over there that's doing a great.
It's not us.
It's not us. If you think you guys joke too much, you're too silly. Okay, go to tw3radio.com and go over there and listen to some more serious people, some more content that might fit your personality. We love having you on tonight, though. We need a fashion segment for Lindsay. Yes, we do, Glenn. He's saying we need a fashion segment. And Sarah says, caught your radio show, listen. Linda. It was smart and info. So Linda's got a great show as well. Yes, ma'am.
I just need to know what kind of shoes to pack. I guess I'm going to have to pack all of them.
I'm going
to
say open.
We need a crystal ball for Lindsay. That's what we
I
need.
Mean.
She's wanting us to prognosticate 2.5 months out. Come on. But listen, if you are a member, trust me. Hear me now. Or feel, you know where I got that from?
Not me. I just repeated it for you.
Do you remember the 90s where we're here to pump you up? You remember that sketch?
I don't know why I know that.
I got that from them because someone sent it in. That's where you got it. Because I knew it got in my subconscious. But there's a, hear me now or believe me later. I'm, you know, they were doing the whole Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. And I think I heard a pastor sort of
We should watch a movie on the, wait, no.
We can't.
That wouldn't be fun for them.
Guys, we appreciate you. Thank you guys so much. Lauren, I got your email. I hadn't forgot about you. I'm going to be getting up with you. Go over to tw3radio.com. Listen to all this great content that's coming out. We got good stuff. Linda's got good stuff. Lori's got good stuff. Mark's got good stuff. Chris Miller time. We got all kinds of great things going on over there, and you'll want to check it out. Until next time, this is Terry with TerryWilson3.com.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,